It is Tuesday, November 17th, 2009. I am on my way home from Albertsons. I have a podcast in late years, as you probably have noticed for those few of you that are out there checking out my podcasts. Many reasons why, but the main one comes down to I have been very, very quiet for the last couple of months. Sure, I write from time to time, but I just don't have much to say, I guess. That's a cop-out. The truth is, I spend most of my time alone, and I have added to my repertoire quite a social phobia. Maybe deep down I don't think that anybody wants to hear anything I have to say. So I think maybe this is my attempt to practice talking more and force myself to talk again. Truth is, even when I'm around people, I don't talk that much at work. I pretty much keep what I have to say allocated to doing what I need to say to get the job done. As I was saying, at work I don't talk unless I need to. I'm just kind of quiet in my corner, and then even at meetings, pretty much like that. And, you know, I'm lucky to see someone outside of work once a week, maybe once every 2 weeks. And, you know, in the past, I would have found myself taking that opportunity to talk as much as possible. Just kind of having that audience. Forget the word. I just need to let it all out, I guess. And recently, for some reason I'm not aware of, that's not true anymore. I'm just quiet. I even remember my friend Melissa, who very talkative and was a good listener. I don't share all that much. Should concern me, except for I've got so many things on my plate that I have to deal with or be concerned about. It's just I don't. It's not something worth caring about. I've almost come to sort of feel that I've become a monk with a vow of silence. Silence permeates nearly every area of my life. So here I am, practicing. Talking and upload this tonight. Maybe I'll make more podcasts in the future, but I don't know, and I can't make any promises. I may make this one, I may not make another one for several months. Who knows, maybe a year. But something impelled me tonight just to sit down and do this. And it's new AZ, and there's program has, I guess it's kind of like Seinfeld, it has no point. Yeah. Here I am, I'm getting close to my house. I'm gonna go inside in a bit. Bought the new Star Trek movie today. Very much have a love-hate relationship with that film. I hadn't mentioned it. It's a week before my birthday. A week from today, I'll be 36 years old. for my birthday, I will probably be doing nothing. Excuse me for a second, I'm gonna relight this. I used to have really bad birthday karma. Bad things would happen on my birthday, I don't know why. It's just like, shit would fly at me. It didn't matter if I was in good mood, bad mood, no mood, whatever. Shit would always seem to happen. And in the past couple years, say the last 5 years, I've really tried to change that, make something positive of my birthdays. Maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I took off in my brand new sports car and had it waxed and washed and drove down to Eugene for a day. Hung out and bought a necklace that I really loved. Had a little female goddess on it with a moonstone. And a few other odds and ends. And it was a quiet day, non-eventful, but, you know, I thought that was good. For once in 10-plus years, nothing bad happened. This year, I don't know, the whole year's been like one huge nightmare, nonstop. I can't pinch myself and wake up from it. And it feels to me like whether or not I do anything, my birthday's not going to matter. One splicking anything than another, although I think there's part of me that misses being a kid, having that attention and looking forward to a birthday, and now it's just, you know, it's just another year, getting older, falling apart. Been looking for friendship and belonging, community, relationship for 20 years, and what I find is I'm pretty much alone most of the time, and it's hard not to think about that, but the truth is I think about it a lot, and then I think, well, I could do something about it, but, you know, I've tried joining groups, I've tried taking classes, I've tried reaching out, I've tried giving people my number, but it always blows up in my face. And I fear that for people like me, there just isn't a place in this world, and that may be seem like such a negative thing to say, but when, you know, if you really objectively look around, you find plenty of people who are in that place, who, for one reason or another, people don't want to include in their groups. And I know there are those of you that would like to think that that's not true. You just put the energy towards it, and you put a smile on your face, you have a positive attitude, you find a place, and it's just not fucking true. So, I just come home after work, and I either work or I sleep. I probably do sleeping 1/3 of the night. Been trying to focus more of my energy on home improvement, but that's a hard one because just the way my body feels and my leg and my back have been getting progressively worse over the last couple months. I have an MRI scan for tomorrow evening, and as odd as this may seem, I really hope that it shows that something's wrong that they can go in and do surgery for, because I'm sick and tired of having to try to balance my life with pain. Even if I just had a little bit of pain, that would be so much better. And I could work on my house. I would work. And start just, you know, even if that's my life for the rest of my life, at least I can do it without having to wonder if I'm going to wake up tomorrow not wanting to get out of bed, and maybe possibly one day not being able to get out of bed. Okay, I'm going to go inside, and I'll speak up in a bit, so you turn this up to hear me whispering, because I feel a bit shy speaking outside loudly. Just beware. All right, so I'm in the house and going upstairs. Exciting, exciting. For those of you who haven't been here in a while, that's pretty much all of you. I have done a lot of decoration in the house, a lot of adding candles. I used to love candles and just decided that was something I was going to add. So I got lots and lots of candles in the house. Still rooms without candles, so as I decorate those rooms, I'll add candles to them. Right now it's just the hallway, my bedroom, the den, or the art room as I call it most of the time, and the guest room. The guest room right now I am in the process of getting ready to paint. I'm picking some test paint colors to figure out what I want. I've been looking at various shades of purple and pink. The other room's more masculine, so I wanted to make this a more effeminate room. Something to match the couch in here. And I'm looking at the colors I have right now, and I'm not exactly sure. The really dark purple doesn't look so great. The kind of bright purple looks pretty good. So here in the next couple days I'll pick some colors. I gotta move some stuff up from the wall. Maybe if I feel like it up to it later, I'll turn on Coast to Coast AM and start filling the holes on one of these walls. So that's gonna be my exciting thing. I figure if I'm still breathing and alive, I might as well do that. Granted, the truth is, I really want to share this home with someone, even if for a couple years, and then move somewhere else. For those of you who read my blog, you probably know who I want to do that with. That person, for whatever reason, doesn't want to spend their life with me. I don't think that they really have been honest about that with themselves or me. And there's a lot of feeling and hurt there. I don't think I've ever been hurt this badly by someone. I don't think I've ever loved someone enough to forgive them for so much and just love them for who they are. I don't think that they understand that or how rare that is or how amazing that is. Very few people are like that. And you don't just walk away from it. And I think they would say, no, they didn't just walk away. But I gotta say, this last time trying to be their friend, I really put out everything that I had for them. And, you know, it seemed like besides them making a meal for me or making some time for me, they didn't put much energy back and didn't really. And maybe, you know, this will come across as critical, but I just don't feel like they were being willing to be vulnerable and close and intimate, even in a friendship setting, without becoming angry. And that's a whole other thing I'll talk about sometime, I'm sure. But I'm just, I don't know, I'm shell-shocked, I'm amazed, I'm convinced now that it doesn't matter how hard I try at something, you know. When it comes to being involved in something with other people, you can only do so much. You know, you have, you're part of a team, you're not an individual player, so the other player doesn't have their heart fully in it, or they're somewhere else, or they're angry, or whatever. You know, you have to work with that, and I did my damnedest to work with that. But here I am, 4 cats, a bazillion computers, lots of time on my hands, and excruciating pain. And I think the most frustrating thing about all of this is that I know that when I have my needs met, as I did on my vacation this summer when the kids are around, my happiness level goes up, my pain level goes significantly down, I sleep a lot better. You know, these are things that you just can't make happen just because, I'm going to put a smile on my face and make this happen. You need to have those social needs and feelings of belonging and worth and acceptance fulfilled. You just do. And, it irritates me that the people don't think that's true or think that you can just read these magical self-help books and somehow feel better. It's not true. It's not true. It's not true. And if you look at the people that wrote these books, they have family. They have friends. They have groups. You know, they are discussing things that you need to do and skills and tools you can use to be happier and not live a lie and get closer to enlightenment and live a peaceful life. All wonderful things, and I think they're great. But there comes that point where, and I've never heard any of them write of this, that you have to have a supportive community, because if you don't have that, you know, fuck all for all those tools that you have. They're useless. You know, you can use a lot of them for times where you are down and out and you don't have much and you're, you know, running your life on a shoestring. But for most people, those periods are very short. They get, you know, even if they're not on the wagon again, they'll have some type of system or structure around them that helps. And not to say that I don't have anyone. My friend Melissa has been a good support. I have my friend Sophie, who I talk to every other day on Instant Messenger. But there just comes a point where you gotta say, you know, I need more. It just sucks having had so much of what I needed, except for a few things, these past few years of my life. I don't know what to say about that. You know, this is crazy too. This is the most I have talked in probably a month. And, I don't know what to talk about. It's just kind of random babble, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to put this up and try out this new program for podcasting, see if it's any good. And then I'm going to see about making another one that's a little bit more coherent later tonight. So, and I don't know what I'll talk about, but I'll try to think of something snazzy and exciting. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye.